It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you've been listening to recent episodes of our podcast, you will know that we've been giving away loads of Opinions Matter reusable travel mugs. That's our merchandise that we're giving away at the moment. And I want to give a shout out to the following people who have won over the last 2 days and who coffee mugs will be in the post today. They are Roisin Dowling from Freshford in County Kilkenny.
We don't need to give out addresses.
I'm not giving out her air code. No. Roisin Dowling from Freshford in County Kilkenny. Yeah. Well done, Roisin. Paul Dullahan from Clare Hall in Dublin 13.
Okay.
Well done, Paul. You've won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Deb Murta from Palmerstown in Dublin 20. Well done to you, Deb. And then Alan Foran from Clondalkin in Dublin 22.
Good friend of mine, Al Foran.
That's a different fella, I think. Okay. Maybe it's not. Each and every one of you have won yourselves an Opinions Matter travel mug. They will be in the post today. And we will give away another Opinions Matter travel mug at the end of this episode. So listen out. We have a different question today.
That's not a question. We don't even do questions.
A different
anymore.
Clue or whatever.
No, we don't do clues.
No clues.
Just give out the mugs. Jesus Christ, lads. What do you want them to do? Send in a postcard?
Just send them to everybody. At the end of these, at the end of this episode, we'll tell you how you could get your hands on an Opinions
Matter.
We'll
actually give away two. Adrian's been a bit stingy.
Okay, we'll give
literally,
away
we've crates of them here. Look,
crates of them. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, Gary is in Balbriggan. That's where he listens to this podcast. And Gary sent us this message the other day. And by the way, Gary won one of our travel mugs a couple of weeks ago. I saw from our WhatsApp. Anyway, Gary says, I hope you can highlight this. On Monday, I was walking along the quays, bringing my five-year-old to the famine ship. And I was disgusted by what he seen.
Where's that?
It's along, just down from the customs house.
Oh, it's CHQ. That's where it is,
CHQ, yeah. Sorry, I was disgusted at what he's seen. At the customs house, two junkies injecting junk into their groin in front of him. Mm-hmm. How is this allowed to happen in broad daylight? They should be locked up for public indecency. I shouted at them to F off and pull their trousers up, and they were like two zombies. My son saw all of this. This needs to stop. I called the guards and they didn't even come. Lock them up. They don't respect anything. And that's from a guy called Gary who listens to Opinions Matter in Balbriggan in North County Dublin. Now, this is actually something you've witnessed yourself, haven't you?
Oh, Jesus, I actually did, yes.
Yeah.
God, it's probably going back about...
I never have, I'll be honest. I've never witnessed it.
It's probably going back about 9 years ago. I was bringing my son, Luke, at the time, who was... Was he three? I think he was three at the time. I was bringing him into that reptile pet shop up along the quays on the north side, and outside the old corporation building, isn't that where they are? There were two, actually more than two. There was a group of junkies there, and again they were injecting into their groin. I don't know why they inject into that part of their body. I always thought it was the arm. And literally,
they probably injected so much into their arm they can't find veins or anything. That's why they.
And I was horrified. I think we spoke about it at the time on the radio. I was horrified by that as well, that he had to witness that. Now, from what I believe, this is open to correction, but we did some research into it, and there is an injecting centre in Dublin City.
Mm-hmm.
That's operational, isn't that correct?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
So that is actually there. So when they were talking about putting an injection centre, sorry, we used up a Merchant's Quay into Dublin, they said it would take this shit off the street, so we wouldn't have to put up with this, because the argument...
But they didn't put it in that way, it'll take this shit off the street.
Well, I'm putting it that way. The idea was, give them an injection centre and we won't have to see junkies injecting into their groin on the main streets of Dublin anymore. That's what we were told. So we gave them an injecting centre, yeah, which is a safe... medically supervised centre up a Merchant's Quay there. These two, on Monday, couldn't have been arsed walking the 10 minutes up there and did it in front of a child. Now, if I were to stand outside the custom dock right now and pull my trousers down. By the way, he did send us a photograph. We did post it up on Facebook. Was it yesterday evening, Katie posted it up on Facebook? It was actually removed from Facebook.
Mm.
The photograph was removed.
Everything was blurred out. Everyone was blurred out, but it was actually removed for nudity or something like that.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly the point.
So there is a photograph, and would you like to explain the photo? Try and describe the photograph. I said I'd love to put it up again, but it was taken down by Facebook because it went against their rules. I don't know why, but it's a photograph at the Custom House Quay, and it's two drug addicts, standing there, and there's about five people in the group there, and two of them have their trousers, now they're not down around, I'm not going to exaggerate and say the trousers are down around their ankles, but both their trousers, they're male addicts by the way, both their trousers are open, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they're three quarters way down, I would say, would you say that? Three quarters way down. Now my argument is, if I were to stand on the keys right now with my trousers down. By the way, he did call the guards, as he said, and nothing was done because it's more hassle than it's worth. If I were to do that on the street now, I'd be locked up for public indecency.
You probably would. So yeah. If you walked outside this hotel and stood in Port Marnock and pulled your trousers down,
I'd be arrested and called a pervert and all sorts of stuff.
Yes, you probably would. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it a two-tier policing system?
Okay, but
is that what we have? It's two-tier.
You're not an addict. You're not somebody who is...
Could be addicted to keeping your trousers out. Could be addicted to that.
So do you actually believe that drug addicts who are caught injecting into their groin should be arrested for public indecency?
Absolutely.
What if they're injecting into their arm?
No, I think any injection in a public place is... Well, first of all, do you think that they would have disposed of those needles in a sanitary and safe way?
Possibly not, but I don't know.
No, but what would be your guess?
I don't know. Maybe they'll throw it into a litter bin or whatever, but I wouldn't be overly confident. I'd say they could leave them there. You regularly see needles on the streets of Dublin.
The bottom line is, guys, a child should not have had to witness that. You know, a five-year-old should not have had to witness open drug taking. And I think we need to start making examples, because imagine a tourist bus driving. Imagine if you went to... I don't know. Supposing you went to Rotterdam this weekend, Adrian, for a weekend with your missus, yeah? And you were always looking forward to going to Rotterdam. You heard it was a lovely city. And on your first day there, you're on the open-top bus, getting the tour around the city, and you look down and at the bridge there, you see two junkies injecting themselves. What would be your overriding and your lasting memory of that city?
It would be that, I suppose.
You wouldn't go back.
You literally
wouldn't go back.
Okay, so basically what Gary is saying is that he believes that drug addicts who are shooting up in a public place should be locked up for public indecency. We do have an injection centre in Dublin City, just up along the quays, as Jeremy said, about a 10 or 12 minute walk from the customs house. It's not, it's not miles out of reach, it's in the city centre. There was controversy over that opening in the first place, but it is now open, so there is somewhere for drug addicts to take their drugs.
I knew this wouldn't change anything, by the way. I knew this wouldn't. And
It is being used,
but not by everybody, because that's obviously where they were hanging out. They were obviously hanging out at Customs Quay, yeah? And obviously when you're addicted to drugs, when you're strung out on heroin, yeah, the last thing you're going to think of... Is it socially acceptable to shoot up, or should I go up to the injecting room? And obviously it's easier just to shoot up where you are, because that's where you're going to be. And that obviously is a symptom of addiction, that you don't care about other people.
But
a child should not have to witness that.
I do agree. A child should not have to witness that.
Everybody's literally taking the poor addicts, save me, please. Get the violin out. The poor addict's nothing. The poor child that had to witness this. The poor father who had to tell them to pull their trousers back up because he didn't want his five-year-old seeing something that they shouldn't have to see. And I'm telling you now, everybody that's saying poor addict, yeah? If this was one of your so-called invaders walking down the quays, yeah, with his trousers down, you'd be all shouting deport. So you can't have one rule for one and not one rule for the other.
Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. Let's kick off the conversation with Keith.
Yeah, it's horrible to see on the boardwalk all these fucking, you know, drug addicts and, you know, syringes left lying around. And basically it's been used as an outdoor fucking using area. Well, you know, look at the suburban areas. The migrants that he's bringing in, well, I'm not saying you, but like personally, buddy, you know yourself, the ones who agree with them coming in, the welcome brigade, you know, they couldn't give a fuck to these cunts and fucking bushes. Many videos of that they're going out there over the last few years showing you what these are like in fucking tents and all, like, and what they're doing in the tents, you know, suburban areas where people are trying to live a peaceful fucking life. Now I know you're going to say we have Irish A's doing this. Did I not see the podcast over the last couple of days? And have I not heard about this and heard about that? Yes, you're going to get Irish criminals in Ireland. Same way as you get it in England, France, all over. But importing drug addicts into the country is helping what exactly? Not helping fucking me. It's not helping yous. Oh yeah, it's helping the agenda that we need more migrants in here to make it better. So why don't we address these big issues first, and then let's get back to the Irish issues, right? Now call me a racist all you want, I couldn't give a fuck. I'll get it tattooed onto me, because you know what, the word is dead now.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Keith, I have to tell you, there's a medal on its way out to you in the post.
We have an award here.
Yeah, we'll give an award out to you. That's Keith, whose message we played a minute ago.
Yeah.
Keith, your award is in the post for how you're able to turn every fucking conversation into a conversation about foreigners,
well, especially
about
this
immigrants.
One. Especially this
and
one.
And especially this one. This is nothing whatsoever to do with immigrants. These two drug addicts on the streets of Dublin were Dublin lads. How you can twist that conversation into a conversation about foreigners
that were important junkies
is beyond me. It really is, Keith. In fact, I'm disgusted with you, Keith, that you should use a conversation like that to turn it into an anti-immigrant narrative. Honest to God, man, poor show, really, yeah, poor show.
Like, living rent-free in your head, Keith. Like, this is not a... I just don't even get how you could listen to that story from that father, Keith, and your take from that is, close the borders! Close the borders! These lads are Dublin lads. The junkies were from Dublin.
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey, Adrian, long time no here.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Alan. How are you getting on? What did you want to say on this?
Well, I just think, Adrian, that the way the... Dublin City has now really become the song that we all knew from years back, Dirty Old Town. And we've now allowed it to be degraded and to look like there's lawlessness and anything goes. There's no law enforcement trying to restrict behaviour. It's just gone into an insane asylum. Everyone is complaining about the lawless youths, the drug addicts, people who are causing mayhem, and nothing is done to... in government to resolve this horrible plague that's on our Dublin City.
Okay, now in Dublin City, and I was actually in the city myself last weekend, what I did notice was much more guards around, a noticeable improvement.
I don't be in Dublin very often.
Okay, but there is a noticeable improvement in the number of guards on the street. Now, obviously...
But they're not arresting drug addicts.
Yeah, but also the problem lies with the judiciary and the government for not making it punishable by doing this. This is not even on the Richter scale. This is not on the eyesight of the government. They have no emotional reality towards what goes on in ordinary people's lives surrounded by this kind of mindset. And I've lost 6 members of my family to drug addiction. And it just goes to show you that when the drugs epidemic started all those years back in the 70s, we just didn't really look at it from an obvious point of view. We just seen it as prevention of drugs.
Okay, so let me ask you then. If a Garda spots a drug addict injecting into their groin or whatever, or just injecting on the streets, should that person be arrested immediately?
I would be of your type of mindset as well. There needs to be more to prevent that kind of behaviour. I mean, arresting them is not going to solve anything.
And in fairness, Jeremy, that is the argument here.
Adrian, it will. Sorry, hang on, Alan, a second.
No, listen.
It will arrest them. It will get them off the street, Alan.
Jeremy, I want to be honest with you, Jeremy. Well, when the law, say, at the ground level, arrest people, they're brought to court, and then it's brought into a wrangle for about 3 months of court appearances, and then they're slapped on the wrist for whatever. There's no prison spaces left to put people that
And you're dead right, Alan, and that's exactly, Jeremy, what I was about to ask you. Arrest them.
Where will we lock them up?
Yeah, where will we lock them up, literally?
Well, that's not my problem, where they'll be locked up. But you cannot...
No, but that is an issue.
Well, no, just arrest them. As I said, if I walked down the street with my trousers halfway down my legs, I would be arrested straight away.
Jeremy... That common sense tells you that. Well, we're in a situation where common sense is not prevailing with government or with law or judiciary or with the platters of building new prisons and drug treatment centres where people will get locked up and may go through withdrawals so they can face the world without the addiction. And it's going on now nearly 50 years, 60 years, the drug addiction, drug epidemic has only gone into all areas of society. Now, it's not just affecting the obvious areas that affected going back to the 70s. This is widespread. And now Dublin City is becoming a kind of a slobby, lazy, dirty place. And we need to use the government now to have to get their finger out and make more prison spaces where there'll be rehab.
So you don't believe arresting a drug addict for injecting into their groin will achieve anything at all?
I've been around the court system a few times through mental health, and I've seen court cases where people are in the court 3 years and it's brought back every time. There's no punishment. The court system is a civil service. It's our justice system. It's there to make money for barristers and solicitors and people. It's like a big...
Okay, but you're not in favour of the idea of arresting drug addicts for shooting up on the street, even though we have an injection centre in Dublin
but
City.
But also we have laws on public decency. You're not arresting the drug addict for being a drug addict. These two addicts, yes, would not be getting arrested for taking drugs. They would be getting arrested, yeah? For public indecency, for injecting into their groin in broad daylight in front of minors. Can we get that into our head? So park the whole thing about addiction, mental illness, whether it's mental illness, all that. I'm not having that debate. Don't care. This is about public indecency, and we have laws against public indecency.
Ciarán, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ciarán?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Ciarán. What did you want to say on this? Should a drug addict, or drug addicts in this case, injecting into their groins, be arrested for public indecency?
Well, can I ask the first question? What law would they be breaking?
Public indecency.
I doubt very much if that's against the law, because if you walk down the street, Black Rock, Fox Rock, and there's, you know, someone with diabetes sitting on a park bench somewhere injecting in front of a minor, they're going to be arrested.
I've never known anyone to be arrested.
No, neither have I, but is it possible? I mean, because if you have one rule
yes,
for
it
one...
It is. And
of course
fact,
it's possible. Jeremy, so there wouldn't be a law, would there? So
no, there is a law against public indecency.
Under Section 45 of the Criminal Law Act, it's an offence to expose your genitals with an intent to cause fear, distress, or alarm another person. So it would come under
that. Well, having your genitals hanging out is one thing, but if you were injecting, if a drug addict is injecting into his arm or his foot or his shoulder or wherever he's in front of a minor, where's the crime?
What do you mean, where's the crime?
You know, why are suddenly people getting hot-headed about, you know, something that's really none of their business? Walking past the drug, leave him alone. He's not breaking the law.
So you think it's okay to pull your trousers down to your knees and inject into your groin on the public street?
I didn't hear that bit, Adrian, but that happens every day.
So that's the point of this conversation. That's the whole point of this conversation.
Okay, well, that's the point. But, I mean, leave him alone. He's not breaking any laws. And if he is, you know, you'd be arresting thousands of people every day.
But hang on, you just said he's not breaking the law. I just stated the law.
Fair enough. Like you said, if he's got his genitals hanging out, yeah.
But he did, Ciarán. That's the whole point. Let me read exactly.
No, you know, in the photograph we sent, they are wearing underwear. But still, it's It's
well, there. Okay. Well, then arrest everyone who's walking in their underwear on the beach on a hot summer's day.
It's hardly the same thing. Someone sunbathing on the beach and
well, this is the problem. This is why it'll never be enforced, Adrian. It's open to interpretation.
Okay, so you're saying. You're basically saying leave them alone, God love them.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying. I'm saying don't arrest them. Why? What's the point? Like,
the point is to avoid children having to see this type of shit.
Right. Well, then you don't put your children on the street because they're seeing far worse every other day.
Oh my God! So hang on. It's. I wish he was available to come on. By the way, Gary. So you're saying it's Gary's fault for bringing his son down by the keys on Monday?
No. Why make an issue of it? Why not just walk past him and leave him alone?
Because
he's going to walk. He's going to walk into 100 people doing that.
If it was a grown man masturbating at a bus shelter, which we have seen videos of dirty pigs. Masturbation at bus shelters. Should we just walk by that as well?
Right, so let's go to the other side of it. Go into Store Street, said I saw a man down an alleyway masturbating. They're going to laugh you out the door.
I don't think they would, to be honest with you. I doubt,
yeah, but they're not going to take you seriously. They'll do the paperwork and pretend everything that we're following this up, but are they going to do anything about it? Of course they're not.
Okay, so you're arguing that there are worse things to be contacting the guards about and contacting the Opinions Matter podcast about. Just leave them alone, move on with your life and move on with your day.
There are other issues there, like help for drug addicts, but arresting them for public indecency, it's not going to happen.
Well, hang on, there's plenty of help for drug addicts. In fact, some people...
Of course there is, yeah. Of course there is.
270 million a year of our taxes goes towards helping people with drug addiction. So that's the size of it. So that's as much as my tax money that I'm prepared to let go on that, I have to be honest
with you. That's fair enough.
Million. So there is enough being done there, but we also need to protect children. From being
absolutely, we do.
No, but you said leave your kids at home.
The big bad boogeyman, you know, the big bad boogeyman.
No, but you said leave your kids at home if you don't want to see them. If you don't want to see junkies,
anyone who walks into the city centre in Dublin knows what they're going to see every day. Right, most people don't care. They go into Dublin to work or to drink or whatever they do. They know what they're going to see on O'Connell Street and the alleyways that lead up to it.
So your point is, this is part of city life. Don't bother picking up the phone and ringing the guards. Just walk.
No, ring the guards if you want, but nothing. It's not going to change anything. That's my point.
Okay,
so why bother in the first place?
Stay there for 1 second, Kieran, if you can, please.
My head is spinning.
Let me bring in.
In fairness to Kieran, he's well able to argue his point, but it's ridiculous. He's literally blaming. He's blaming Gary for bringing his son into town. You should leave your son out of town.
I said, if you don't want your children to be exposed to what's going on every day in Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, then don't go into town.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me bring in Dave.
What's the story, lads? Yeah, I don't go to Dublin very often anymore. But any time I've been in the last while, I'm actually genuinely shocked by just the open brazenness of people just doing drugs and selling drugs on the side of the street. Like, for a capital city of a European country, it's fucking disgraceful. Last time we were up there years ago, my young fella tapped me on the shoulder and goes, Dad, what are they doing? And I looked across the road. I was like, oh, congratulations. You just saw your first crackhead. Like, they were just openly selling and smoking crack on the street. It's fucking disgusting. At least when I was younger, they had, you know, the wherewithal to go down an alley somewhere. Like, definitely arrest them, but we need to be doing more to get people off drugs.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Well, you're in a Fowler today. You're annoyed at the message we played a minute ago from Dave as well.
We need to do more to get people off drugs.
But he's right.
Oh, here's an idea, Dave. Don't take them in the first place.
Okay, but when you're on them, we need to do more to help people get off them.
Okay, Dave, Google is your friend, mate. Google is your friend. 270 million euro a year is spent to help people with addiction. It's 270 million. And you said we want more. How many million do you want? A billion? We spend a billion. I'll give all my taxes.
Stop being so smart. The point he's making is we need to do more to help them.
We do more. 270 million. That's quite a bit.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
There
is. Good, thanks, Jess.
Jess, are you as speechless as I am about Kieran's attitude on the other line that we should keep...
Jeremy, I was speechless as soon as you tried to compare these people to diabetics. That's when I became speechless.
Did some, who compared them to diabetics? Was to Kira?
Because he said about, like, oh, well, what if there's a diabetic and they're injected? Jeez, I was like, well, they're hardly going to inject into their groin.
No, I think that was Alan there. I think that was Alan earlier on.
No, it was Kieran.
Oh, it was you, Kieran. Did you say that, Kieran?
What I said, I didn't compare them. I said, you did. What do you do about... I didn't compare them. I said, what about a person with diabetes injection in a public park.
Yeah, but they're not going to inject into their groin, do they? They don't. You fucking moron.
No, they don't. No, well, it doesn't matter where they inject them. That's what the crime. It's not public indecency. I can inject myself in the groin if I want.
It is if you're pulling your jocks down and putting a needle into
it. It is if you're pulling your jocks down, yeah. But it doesn't say that in the law, does it?
It's not the same as a diabetic who puts their injection in.
Why?
So you are comparing them. Why is it not the same?
Why is it not the same? There's two people.
See what we're dealing with here.
Hang on a second. There's two people.
5 days a week, but my God, come on now.
There's two people sitting on a bench in the middle of Dublin City. One's a diabetic, one's a drug addict. They're both going to put a needle into their body. A cop comes along and he says, right, one's breaking the law and the other isn't.
Difference.
No, if he's got drugs, there's a difference, yeah. But I think the original point was a drug addict, you know, is injecting a needle. Like, I mean, surprise, surprise. They've been doing it for 40 years. They've been doing it for nearly 50 years. Nah, surprise, you have any brain cells with an attitude like that.
Well, at least I don't compare diabetics to junkies. At least I'm not fucking smart.
They have one thing in common. They both inject themselves, yeah? It's like saying, it's like someone breaking the law. It's like someone breaking the law, right?
You can say this statement as many times as you want. Do you not hear how stupid it sounds?
What sounds stupid about it? Go on, tell me.
That you're comparing a diabetic's injection to a junkie's injection. Like, are you not hearing
one thing? The one thing they have in common is they're both coming and they need injection into the body. Now, which one do you arrest? Public indecency or not?
The one who's taken the illegal drug and putting it into his body.
Absolutely. So the guard would arrest him for possession of a illegal substance, yeah?
And indecent exposure, yeah.
That's what I said. If he's going around the place with his bits hanging out or whatever, then he should be arrested for public indecency. But I'm just making the point. You know, you're going to walk past hundreds of people every day.
What about the diabetic? Who's going to arrest the diabetic?
Nobody is. That's my point. That's my point.
Well, you're comparing them as if it's apples and oranges. Do you not
right,
hear
so if I sit on if I walk down a laneway off a well-known laneway that's full of drug addicts in Dublin city centre and pull out a needle and start pretending to inject myself, the guard comes along and then finds there's nothing in the needle, is he going to arrest me? He will if I have my balls hanging out, but he won't arrest me if I don't have any...
exposure.
Yeah, exactly. I made that point. I agreed with that. I've always agreed with that.
But
that wasn't the original point. Because the point was... This man who was walking down the street with saw. Now, I didn't hear, to be fair, I didn't hear the bit exactly what he saw.
Oh, maybe you should open your ears and listen a little bit.
Well, I wasn't around the podcast at the time, but I knew the point that was being made. Oh, it's terrible that there's a man in injection in a public place. No, it isn't. It happens all the time.
It is.
Now,
isn't it sad that that's how our city has gone? For years
absolutely,
our city has gone.
I agree with you.
So why turn the guards not at least just, if they see two junkies shooting up, why not bring them to the injection centre?
Because they don't have to go if they don't want to.
But then why did we open the thing in the first place?
Exactly. It's voluntary. Remember that bit. It's voluntary. You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped.
No, but they want to... I don't care what people put into their bodies. But do it in the injection centre where we don't have to suffer the consequences and you're dumping your needles here, there, everywhere.
Okay, well tell everyone who's drunk in a public place the same thing then.
Oh my God!
That's illegal. That's illegal as well.
Mary and Joseph, you know, it's illegal.
Yeah, well, it's illegal to be drunk in a public place, including a pub.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what?
Is anyone going to enforce that law? Oh, well, there you go.
I'm not going to get a tetanus shot if I step on a bottle, unless the bottle's broken. If I step on a needle, I'm getting a tetanus shot, and I could get God knows what.
This is the problem. We have, like Jeremy said, we are spending millions on addiction services, and rightly so. But society is very careful about which addiction.
Okay, Jess, just let's go back to the
start. I'll tell you if you ask me.
Yeah, can we get back to the point, please, Adrian? Because I'm actually losing the will to live.
Okay, Gary, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place, is arguing that a drug addict caught by a guard injecting into their groin should be arrested for public indecency. Do you agree with that?
It depends.
I agree with him. But sadly, realistically, we don't have the space. Maybe a hub in Salinger, a few stations have them, or bring them to the injection centre. Bring them down, be like, look, lads, if you want to do your drugs, do them in there.
Okay, man, we do have an injection centre in Dublin, and it is being used, but obviously not being used by these two lads the other day.
Because the majority of them are inconsiderate. Also, if no one else will, they're all inconsiderate. They'll leave their needles here, there and everywhere. So if a guard sees two junkies or one junkie shooting up, put them in the car, bring them to the injection centre, be like, look, lad, if you want to do it, that's where you do it. Don't be doing it on the street. You do it in here.
Okay, Kieran's argument is there's more important things to be worrying about. Just leave the lads at it.
Oh, yeah. So let's just let Dublin City Centre become even more of a zombie land. Okay. If that's the world he wants to live in, fine. But that's not the Dublin City I want anymore. It's been around for, what, 10, 15 plus, nearly 20 plus years now? If anyone just had Kieran's attitude, then, I'm sorry, the city's going to be even more fucked than it already is.
Adrian, can I make a quick point? It's like wanting to live in debt. We're spending millions, like Jeremy said, on addiction services, and rightly so. But Irish society is very selective about what addiction services are acceptable and what aren't, right? If I have a problem with gambling or alcoholism, there's 100 places I can go to. I don't have to go 5 minutes from my house and I'll get the help I want. And that's an acceptable addiction, according to society. Right? Everyone says, oh, yeah, we have to help everybody who's got addiction. But when they start to spend millions on drug addiction, again, I think it's the more we spend. You know, I'm not saying it should be limitless. But
so
why
we have drinking centres and gambling centres, is that what you're talking about?
No, we have help for anyone who has it. If I have a gambling problem, I can go anywhere.
As Jeremy said, Google's your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Hundreds of them. And it helps lots of them. And but if I walk down O'Connell Street, my point is, if you're walking down O'Connell Street drunk, right, doing no harm to anybody and drunk,
by your argument,
the man should be arrested, right?
For drunk
disorderly, go into a pub on a Friday night, any pub, and anyone who's in there drunk is breaking law, so why don't we arrest them as well?
It's not illegal to be drunk, it's illegal to be drunk and
disorderly. It's illegal to be drunk in a pub, believe it or not.
No,
but no one enforces it. It is, absolutely.
It is,
I've been in pubs a lot, and I've never been arrested.
That's okay, my point. Laws are not being enforced. Some of them are, but others are just turned a blind eye to because the Gardaí are far too busy to pay any attention to it. I throw litter on the ground. No one's going to arrest me. No one's going to find me.
Okay, I do take the point that you're trying to make. We have loads of laws in place that are very rarely enforced. Isn't that the point you're making?
But Kieran, I don't know if you were listening to the start of the podcast where I was talking about being up along the quays with my son a few years ago, and he witnessed the exact same thing going into the pet shop there on Parliament Street. And it wasn't a nice thing for... I was so angry that day, I remember.
I would be.
Yeah, that he had to see... two addicts. Now, fair enough, they're at their lowest ebb. They're addicted to heroin. They're strung out, so on and so forth. But children should not have to see shooting up. And especially, whatever about shooting up into your arm, shooting into your groin where your trousers are pulled down and you're doing that. Like, no child should have to witness this. And your answer to that was, and that's why it's annoying people, Kieran, your answer to that was keep your kids out of town if you don't want to see them addicts shooting up.
Well, what are you going to do about it? If you want to go into town, Jeremy, if you want to go into town looking for problems, you won't run out of options, will you?
You'll be there all day. No, I agree with you.
You'll be there all day. So you know when you go into Dublin in the morning or whatever, the chances of you... If somebody said to you in the morning before you left your house, today you're going to see... two men in the corner hitting each other over the head with a bottle, and I'm going to have my child with me. Are you going to bring your kid in? But, you know, you're going to take the chance that that's not going to happen. But you and I both know it's quite possible. So you're not going to wrap... I'm not saying don't bring your children in. You can't wrap them in cotton wool, but, you know, you're going to teach them. Yep, there's a guy over there. What's he doing with that needle, Daddy? Right, depending on the age, I'd tell him. There's nothing you can do. You can report it if you feel that strongly. Like Jeremy said, I feel exactly the same. But am I going to go into the local Garda station and say, look, there's a man up there. And, okay, I didn't hear the bit where you were saying he was the public indecency bit, yeah. But even for that, are you going to tell me the guards are going to get into a car and go into town, pick them up, and yeah, maybe they are, I don't know.
All right, okay, stay there for a second, Ciarán, if you can, please. Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm all good. Very annoyed at Ciarán.
Why are you annoyed at Ciarán?
Because he hasn't a clue what he's talking about, and he is part of the problem in this city.
Okay. Well, I don't live in the city, but there you go.
Ciarán, what you forgot to mention is almost 3/4 of adults who are addicted to substances also have other mental issues. These people belong in asylums.
Absolutely. I fully agree with you.
Why are we, the taxpayer, paying for basically what can bring them out of an overdose? It's costing us €55 a kit for naloxone. Why are we paying that? If they're going to overdose, let them.
Don't help them then. Withdraw all addiction services tomorrow then. All of them, because taxpayers don't want it.
But why should we fund it when people with cancer can't get treatment covered all the time? That's
yeah, but we fund people who have cancer. Should we withdraw
but
that
we don't
as well?
Fully fund it. A lot of cancer patients will tell you they are not entitled to medical cards. They have to go through extreme measures to get one, whereas an addict who chose a drug can get one for nothing. The social welfare system also lets them away with, what do they call it, disability and invalidity payments. They're not disabled.
Why isn't anyone
so
giving out
a question
about
for you,
Ciarán.
Are you an ex-addict? Are you
an addiction bill is?
Are you currently a recovering addict? Because you seem to be quite confused on what you're talking about.
I'm not confused.
You're very confused because you don't know. You're saying, comparing an addiction to a diabetic. Type 1 diabetics are who inject. They're born with it. They don't produce insulin. You're saying it's okay to compare them to somebody who injects heroin into their body. Is that what you're actually trying to justify?
No, I was making the point that both of them,
but that's what
if
you
they're
said.
In a public place, which one do we arrest
if they're
breaking a law?
You arrest the addict that has controlled substances
he's not
that are
any
illegal
laws.
To possess. Well, then you lock them up in an asylum because they're not.
If he's in possession, what if they arrest them in possession and then they take the needle off him and there's nothing in it? Then what?
Do you know, in Clondalkin alone, as a child, how many bags of needles we were told to avoid as children because addicts were shooting up at the back of my house? And two little girls found a bag and were playing doctors with dirty needles and had to have AIDS and HIV tests for 2 years.
I think that wasn't happening with a diabetic needle because they're disposed of correctly.
You don't know what you agree with. These people should be put in asylums.
Okay, in asylums?
In an asylum, drug addiction is a mental illness classified with an ICD-10
code. Drug addiction is a mental illness.
Terms.
Oh, my God. Do you not do any vetting for the people who come on here?
Look it up. Look it up.
Drug addiction is not a mental illness.
Code.
No. Well,
sorry,
I know what I'm talking about.
Number
then?
ICD-10 codes are issued for medical teams. You are actually dangerous making an opinion like that.
Adrian
or Jeremy, please Google, is drug addiction a mental illness? It has an ICD-10 code.
Get some reality. It has an ICD-10 code.
Why has it got an ICD code if it's not a mental illness?
In fairness, Ciarán, we have looked it up and it is considered both a brain disorder and a mental illness, drug addiction.
So, asylum.
The addiction
get
is,
them
yeah.
clean.
Okay, whatever.
Having an addiction is a mental illness.
Chloe, the question that Gary, who's the guy from Balbriggan who contacted us, the question that he, what he stated, is that they should be locked up for public indecency. Do you agree with that?
They shouldn't be locked up. These people need treatment. And the treatment that the Irish government is using right now is a circle. It's a continuous cycle. Methadone is a replacement for heroin. We don't want to replace the heroin. We want to get them off it. They need to go somewhere, get cleaned out. There's a drug in America that 2 weeks after being clean, you can take it and your withdrawals are all gone. You don't get the shakes, you don't get nothing. These people need probably 6 weeks altogether and they can become proper society participating members.
Okay,
so
Chloe, if a garda comes across a drug addict injecting heroin into their groin, what should be done to that person?
That person should be put in an asylum until they are clean. Why are we wasting money on continuing this cycle? Arresting them, putting them in prison.
There
are more drugs in prison than the streets.
Arrest them, put them in an asylum and leave them there until they're clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we used to do with people in, you know,
that's what we should do with addicts because what we've done hasn't worked, Ciarán. It's not working. They sell their methadone. They sell it. It's given freely and they sell it. Put them in an asylum, break the cycle, break that chain. They need treatment for mental illness. These are people. We're not just helping them by just giving them more drugs. That doesn't help the situation. We need to fix what's going on in their head.
Well, then you will have a bill, a society bill.
But we have a bill now and it's not working. We have a 200 million euro bill. What more do we need to spend? Bring back asylums.
Oh. One of my points was, why is it acceptable for a bill that would be 4 or 5 times higher than the addiction bill to be perfectly okay in society?
Because we are treating the symptoms, not helping them with their mental illness.
No, that's not my point. My point is,
but handing an addict methadone is replacing heroin, is it not? So then you become addicted to methadone. And then we have another continuous cycle.
I want you to listen to what you're saying. You want people to be forcibly removed from the streets, thrown into an asylum, locked up and the keys thrown away until they're clean.
No, not locked up and keys thrown away. I want them fixed. I want their mental health fixed. Addiction, 72% of adults have mental health issues before the addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
and that's on drugsandalcohol.ie if you want to check me.
drugsandalcohol.ie.
So why don't we bring them? It doesn't have to be called an asylum, but that's essentially what they are. Bring them there, treat what's going on, get them clean for a few weeks. There's a drug that is possible to get, but you have to be clean from all drugs for 2 weeks for it to work. It stops all the shakes. It stops the withdrawal process. We are in a continuous cycle. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. That's what the government's doing.
Chloe, stay with me for a second if you can, please. Let me bring in Martin.
Afternoon, lads. There certainly needs to be more supports for addicts. You know, and people on about needle banks and all this. It's on, you know, safe spaces. It's all a good idea, but nobody wants it near them, do they? That's the thing. Like, I won't want it fucking near me. But your man that's on there saying, oh, just walk past it. So we're just going to normalise drug use? I know it is normalised, but we're just going to normalise it? Really? Is it just going to be like, yeah, that's the thing, keep going? Do we want kids to think this is a normal thing to do? Fuck's sake, give your head a wobble.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Bernard, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Bernard?
I'm not too bad, my friend. How are you keeping?
Good, not a bother. Good to talk to you. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm coming from the boat. I suppose, having been in the homeless sector myself, you know, a number of years ago, and then in the voluntary sector. That even I was saying this last year when I was on Upfront with Katie Hannon, and my friend had lost some of her sons to addiction, and she was actually advocating for the injection centre. As I said to Katie and other people over the years, it's the lesser of two evils. Now, I will say that I think taking both sides of the argument on board is the only way to work forward. I'm not saying, like, everyone's entitled to their opinion, don't get me wrong. In a perfect world, there would be no drugs, but there is. And I think by recognising that and recognising both sides of the opinions, that it's the only way to move forward, because we're facing an absolute epidemic in this country, as you well know. Now, I know a lot of people say as well, there'll be undesirables hanging around these injection centres and all this drug dealers wanting to sell drugs. But this happens around soup kitchens, soup runs, in every county, across Ireland. So that's one thing that I suppose, you know, recognise that too, that will happen. There is no doubt that would happen. But if we're only focusing on that, then nothing is going to move forward. As I said, I've witnessed a lot of people been in the hospitals myself from drug overdoses. I've witnessed a lot of people, I'm talking 25, 30 plus people on the volunteering aspect side of it, then die from drug overdoses. And I've known families who were very staunch and people staunch against it. But witnessing what they've witnessed in the last few years in Cork City alone, I can't speak for anywhere else, so to speak, you know. That I think if we do look at the injection centre here for Cork City, it will undoubtedly save lives. Now, that's not to say people's opinions don't matter in terms of if they don't agree with it. That's fair enough.
And as you will know, in Dublin, that debate about opening an injection centre went on for years. It has now finally opened at Merchants Quay. I haven't heard of any particular issues around there. I know the local school was very concerned about the opening of the injection centre, but I haven't heard of any major issues around the school and around the area. But anyhow, just to go back to the point, point. Gary was horrified to see two drug addicts injecting into their groin in front of him and his five-year-old child, only a 12-minute walk from Merchant's Quay. He's basically saying they should be locked up for public indecency. You heard Chloe saying, actually, no, they should be just rounded up and thrown away.
Well, look, there's people's opinions. I can't change it from that side of it, right? I'm sure people don't like drugs and they get very angry and they use words, you know, different terminologies. Personally, I wouldn't say junkies or anything like that. Now, what I will say is, I'll offer two things. One, doing them for public indecency is not gonna help, because if it's just a revolving door, you know, it's going to happen every day. But what I will say to a lot of people, if they're open to it, and I definitely would love to try and chat to people about it. I've recently done the naloxone training, and I'm doing the Sharpies training to be able to help out, not just point out problems. So my hope with that is to try and change people's minds, and also to ask some of these people, if, again, it's their own choice, but to get involved with homeless groups right across the country. Okay,
Bernard, are you arguing that we need to be more empathetic to drug users?
Well, look, again, I'm not condoning it, because I know probably people would probably think that. I'm going from the side that, yes, a bit more empathy would be nice, but you know, the other side, the flip side of the coin is, and I always advocate this on the Instagram page and across, you know, all different platforms over the years, is that people's opinions need to be taken on board, and you can't just say, look, yes, I personally feel sorry for a drug addict. Of course I do. I haven't been in that spot.
But do you feel sorry for Gary and his child, who witnessed two guys injecting into their groin?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, listen, I always say, as I said in many of the videos I've done over the years and on different platforms, that once children's safety is at risk, then I don't feel sorry for people in that sense. But what I would like to see is something in place that will certainly lower incidents like that more, because people, especially young children, do not need in any way, shape or form. I'm a drug addict myself, or you know what I mean, but I will always say that kids should never be exposed to violence, right, drugs, etc.
Okay, Chloe, I just wanted to go back to you, because I know you wanted to clarify something that I said, and maybe I misquoted
you. Never once did I say drug addicts should be thrown away. I said they need mental health help to make them reproductive in society again. My brother is a recovering addict like that man. Fair play to him, sounds like he turned his life around. I don't want to be misrepresented. They are medically unwell, as also is the big point people are missing.
But you did say things like asylum repeatedly, which is after annoying a lot of people as well.
I don't know what other name to call them, Adrian. I never said throw them away, which is what a lot of people commenting are saying. I'm saying these people need help, and giving them alternative drugs is not helping. We've wasted billions on it at this stage now. It's a repetitive cycle that gets us nowhere. We need to treat the mental illness, because people don't just decide one day, I'm going to take heroin. I'm going to wake up and take heroin. That's not what happens. People end up in despair, because as we all know, the mental health services in this country are a joke. I'm saying we need very quick, as I said, there's a drug that stops all withdrawals. You just have to be 2 weeks clean. Then we can help these people reintegrate into society like so many have. I never said throw anyone away. It's against everything I believe in.
All right. Okay, Chloe, thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more opinions before we wrap this up. This is Damien.
Is that lad for fucking real? Is he seriously comparing diabetics to fucking junkies? Like, what about like people with an EpiPen, if somebody fucking accidentally had nuts or something like that in a fucking sandwich that he ate and their fucking throat is closed and they took an EpiPen out? Is that the same as fucking injecting heroin into your body? What an absolute fucking arsehole. As a diabetic myself, I'm fucking highly offended. There's no comparison at all, but to say, well, he's a fucking arsehole. Get him off the bleeding radio. He's a brainless, dopey cunt.
Damien, this isn't the radio, and if it was...
What is that audio? Is that your take from that? This isn't the radio.
If it was, I wouldn't be paying somebody saying you dopey cook that word. Another Damien...
Hi guys, Damien here. I'll have one of whatever Kieran's on. The whole point of the conversation was about the fact that these guys had their trousers down, not the fact that they were injecting themselves. And just for the record, Kieran, it is not illegal to be drunk in a public place. It's only an offence when you're a danger to yourself or somebody else.
All right, Damien, thanks very much indeed. And finally, John.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? I've been saying this for years and years. We need more drug rehabilitation centres, and they need to be built. I know what you said there, Jeremy. Look, I'm sick of giving, you know, your tax money. But look, at the end of the day, this is never going to fix itself, you know. It's not going to fix itself. It's not going to go away. I've been saying it for years and years and years. The only way to fix this is build the drug rehabilitation centres. And it has to be done. It can't be looked, it can't be swept under the carpet. These people need help, and it's as simple as that. And if the help is there, and if they get the help, hopefully, as Chloe said, to become, you know, a proper member, an operating member of the society, and be able to, you know, take up a job. And we've seen it before. People have got claim. So that's what needs to be done, guys, because it's just going to go around and around about again and again and again. How many times have we talked about this, and nothing has been done since? Not one drug rehabilitation centre has been opened or built. So, yeah, we'll be talking about this another 5 years.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for getting involved. Now, before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away.
Actually, two.
We have two to give away. And we want you to just WhatsApp us a particular word.
Cuppa.
We're giving away an Opinions Matter travel mug, and the word is?
Cuppa. C-U-P-P-A.
Like a cup of tea.
As in, fancy a cuppa, hon.
Yes. Do you say that to your wife regularly?
No.
No. Okay. Cuppa is the word. Send it to WhatsApp 085-825-2626 and we will pick out another two winners for an Opinions Matter travel mug. WhatsApp 085-825-2626.